This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up the cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. This ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Donald Trump has urged Israel to swiftly conclude its conflict with Hamas in Gaza. Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation. An Israeli delegation has canceled its visit to Washington following a U.S. decision not to veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that decision Monday, stating that the resolution failed to include a condition for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. It's the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. The aerospace company also announced that Stanley Deal, the head of Boeing's commercial airplanes, would retire. On Tuesday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to reveal his choice for running mate. Kennedy has openly discussed several individuals he's contemplating for the vice presidential role, with speculation leaning toward lawyer and significant donor Nicole Shanahan. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
NBC News is facing criticism from its own personalities for hiring former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a contributor, especially given her past questioning of the 2020 election results and criticism of journalists. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski expressed their hope that NBC would reconsider the decision. Former Meet the Press anchor Chuck Todd also criticized the hiring during NBC's flagship political show. California's latest unemployment figures are troubling, with slower-than-expected job growth last year. February saw the state's unemployment rate at 5.3%, the highest nationwide, while the national average stood at 3.9%. January's job additions fell short, with just over 25,000 added, attributing the challenge to California's high cost of living for entry-level workers. After days of battling uncontrollable wildfires, West Virginia finally sees a glimmer of hope as much-needed rain enters the forecast. The West Virginia Emergency Management Division took to social media to announce the arrival of rainfall in the state after enduring poor air quality and widespread wildfires since Wednesday. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed the lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at several locations. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We've got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst with us. Hey, Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill, and how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited. This is, my favorite season of the year. This being Holy Week and leading into that incredible Easter Sunday when it was discovered that the tomb was empty. And you know, James, all these thousands of years later, the tomb is still empty.
That's right. It is. And that's what we're going to celebrate Sunday morning.
Amen.
But it is.
Yeah,
Holy Week is. It is. Yes. It's the highest holiday of the year for virtually every denomination, every variety of Christian, and it happens to coincide with the Jewish Passover, which is what Catholic Christians celebrate at every Mass. So there's things locking us together, and it's... so meaningful because we can't truly appreciate what the Lord's passion really is. It's so immense. It's so beyond the physical suffering that is hard for us to grasp because the spiritual suffering is even greater. And it's the ultimate manifestation and exhibit of God's love for us collectively and individually. And so that's just a wonderful part of what's going on this year.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the Lord's passion, this is a time when many people will see once again the passion of the Christ, that 20-minute scourging scene, which is so hard to watch. And, you and I both have spoken with Jim Caviezel, and Jim relayed to me, that he had body armor, during the scourging scene. And he said that at one point, one of the strands of the whip hit him, and it missed the body armor, but he felt it. It got his very skin, and he said, "Bill, it just turned me inside. The pain was just unreal." He goes, and that was just one part of it. And you think about the Lord, James. He didn't have body armor on, and we see all these depictions of the scourging that took place. And what people, the Bible said that Jesus was so, filleted and sliced up and cut up with the scourging. I mean, these guys were so good in doing this. I mean, they were black belt, 10 degree black belt professionals in terms of how to execute a scourging. And, they just cut the Lord up to the point that he was irrecognizable.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting that in the research leading up to that film, Mel Gibson and his co-writing partner consulted all kinds of expertise and used the writings of Ann Emmerich to try to see, you know, where they had visions and to fill in the details of Christ's passion. And the it's interesting that the medical experts and along with the historical experts basically said that this was exactly what the Romans were doing. They found that, you know, the Romans had, I mean, people don't, they'll call it a whipping. They don't understand what a scourging is. But at the end of that whip, there was like a heavy, almost like a big ball bearing. And then in between that and the handle, there were strategically placed spikes. I mean, they were large, meant to rip flesh off of the person that was being scourged. And many of the people that were sentenced to scourging passed away in the scourging.
Yes.
And there's no question that the Lord went into shock medically, and most likely, in addition to his physical pain, was vomiting, was feeling immense nausea. And it was in that condition, with all of his wounds from the scourging, he was presented to the crowd by Pilate. And Pilate said, hey, could you let this guy go now? Look at what
exactly
I've done to him. And they didn't. And they'd rather let someone who was a criminal go free. And, you know, it's interesting because everything about the Lord's passion is unjust. And this and it exhibited the true nature of the fallen world. And this is what we're going through right now. We're looking at the world and we're looking at our own country, and we see that there are people and a lot of our leaders who no longer believe in justice, who no longer believe in due process, who no longer believe in the amazing protections that we're graced with and we are bad stewards of now, but we were given this gift of a constitutional republic, and we're clearly, I mean, even Elon Musk put up a post recently that says, you know, he's a lifelong, he always voted Democrat. He says, but if we don't get the Democrats out of power, if they remain in power, the quote, America is toast.
Yes.
Close quote.
Yeah.
This is a guy, you know, the wealthiest guy in the world. A lot of people are saying, my goodness, Elon Musk got red-pilled. But, of course, the left is now saying Elon Musk is dangerous. He has to be a target. So Elon Musk has become target number two for the leftist globalist combine, with the former president being number one.
Yeah, I mean, the deal is that, you know, he sees what's going up, and he also said something rather succinctly here recently. He put on X, he just says, it's messed up. I mean, that's what it is. It's just, you know, so many people just realize that, wait a minute, this is really messed up. The lawfare that's taking place, the way they've attacked Trump, the way they're attacking Christians and maligning us and calling us, you know, Christian nationalists, and all this again to marginalize people of faith. And what are we guilty of? I mean, it was people of faith that served as the foundation by the grace of God to build this country to begin with. And it's people who have declared there's no longer God that are taking over the powers of our government and coming up with these fundamental transformations of our country and the marketplace, James. And, you know, as Ronald Reagan said and reminded us very clearly, all it takes is one generation, right, to lose it all.
Yeah, there's no question that we have people in power, and they're taking instruction from other people who are anti-human. There's no question about it. They don't believe in human dignity. They don't believe in any kind of human value. They disregard the value of human life. They seem, I mean, if you look at the policies that are being promoted by the globalists at the World Economic Forum that are being implemented in throughout the West, these are human harming policies.
And we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The American America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, James Herson. James, the rule in law, I mean, as a legal analyst, has been so critical and foundational to this country. And the powers to be, the ruling class, is ignoring the rule of law, you know, and this is something that we, you know, it doesn't take, you know, us to live very much on this planet to realize what's fair and not fair. In fact, if you listen to little kids, I mean, at 2 years old, as soon as they can speak, one of the first things they realize is it's not fair. And they will tell you, clearly, it's not fair. And this is what's happening in our country today. There's so much with lawfare and the way they've targeted Donald Trump. And understand this, that Donald Trump's just the beginning. I mean, if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. And this is why some of these businesses and big corporations are saying to New York, we're out of here. And it's also the impact that it will have. Even Jonathan Turley, again, said something we had pointed out early on with Liz Peek, a Fox News contributor. I said, Liz, the impact that this will have is global, because people are going to look at New York and want nothing to do in investing in New York with all the crime that's going on and smash and grabbing and the whole mess that's existing in New York. And then on top of that, you add these prosecutors and district attorneys who want to come in and could take your business away. Forget it, right?
No, there's no question. I mean, to have a functioning economy, you have to have a level of integrity, first of all, in the population, because people have to trust each other to do business together.
Right.
Contracts are a part of it, but if you can't do business with someone on a handshake, you probably can't do business with them at all.
Exactly.
And the same way is, in order to do business, you have to have some sort of framework, a rule of law. And a rule of law is dependent on a profession. It happens to be my profession. It happens to be people that are legal professionals, because who are they? Well, they're the prosecutors, they're the defense lawyers, and they're the judges. And once you undermine the integrity of the lawyers and judges, then what you've done is you've created a significant part of the legal system that is non-functional. That means people don't get a fair trial. So, for example, it's not just President Trump. Anyone
right.
who's the wrong ethnicity in New York City, if they're prosecuted, they will not get a fair trial. Why? Because you have Soros prosecutors, and you have a jury pool of people who are people that unfortunately have been polluted by the system and believe the woke ideology, and they will apply it in the legal system. We see it every day.
Exactly.
We see criminals being basically released in various ways, either through no bail or through prosecutors that don't do their job, and making life miserable for the rest of the people, making it unsafe. And there are certain cities, I mean, that where life is getting more and more third world-ish.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, to name a few.
Yeah, but in Washington, D.C., oh, yeah, by the way.
Yes, of course. And that's, you know, and so what... you know, I mean, Peter Navarro, a former professor out here at the University of California, Irvine, a former economics official in the Trump administration, is doing hard time as we speak.
Exactly.
Over a charge of not showing up for a committee that was proven to be illegitimately formed and contains members who have committed, appear to have committed alleged crimes. So the idea that is due process, and meanwhile we see
Hunter Biden's
son,
yes.
Not show up when he subpoenaed, we saw Eric Holder not do it. I mean, other people in there. So they say these euphemisms, the two-tier justice system. What is the non-functioning justice system? And that is the hallmark of a totalitarian regime. That's how Stalin and Hitler rolled. That's how Xi Jinping rolls.
Exactly.
It used to be that you got a fair trial in Hong Kong. You don't anymore.
Yeah, and exactly.
So that's the way it works. But in any case, this in Holy Week, we're going to use the power of prayer, and we're going to pray very hard for the future of our country because, we're very close to a pivotal election, and we can see the gears in motion of, of election manipulation. We got obviously the lawfare's been perhaps the biggest part of it right now.
But you're wondering, James, if a pandemic is just around the corner. We spoke with an emergency room doctor this week, and he said that in part of the bill, this other iteration, it's not the omnibus, but it was still a package bill, 1,000 pages in it, was funding for the next pandemic. And you find out they've been working on gain of function on this bird flu. And guess what this special money is for? It's for this bird flu. And the bird flu is... They tell me it's 1,000 times more lethal than COVID. So COVID worked very effectively for the Democrats. It allowed them to stuff the ballot box. And don't think that they're, they'll refrain from doing what got them into the Oval Office in 2020.
Well, they're using this term black swan, which refers to an event that you didn't expect that happened. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an event between now and November. We just don't know, exactly what it's going to be. I mean, it's pretty clear that there are people in our country right now in power who want a whiter war than what we're seeing. And they
exactly.
seem to be doing everything possible to essentially coax right now. It looks like the Russians, but in addition, there are other hotspots all over the world, and it does appear that that's a possible event.
We've had open borders for 3 years. Look how many millions of people have come into the country. Joe Biden is flying them in. The other day, the Republicans tried to pass a bill that would prohibit the government from spending any money on illegal flights coming into the country with illegal aliens. I mean, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are being flown into the interior of the country, and it's being paid for with tax money. The Republicans said, no, this has to come to an end. And I will say this, not one Democratic senator voted to stop the funding of this of these illegal flights that are happening in the middle of the night into the interior of the country. So that tells you a lot about the Democratic Party and the Biden administration, right?
Oh, it does. But it also is a tragedy because the very idea of taking people into the country with tax money and flying them across our borders and doing it in secret while spending our money, that is criminal. And so, there's no question that, there's so many grounds for impeachment that it seems as though the Republican Party is playing a different game than what the Democrat Party plays. I mean,
some of them are leaving office, James. Some of them are leaving office at a time when we need them, which is a whole other deal. We only got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to let you summarize and bring everything into perspective in light of this Holy Week and a time to draw nearer to God. Best-selling author and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. We love him. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too now, Bill.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force,
In 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Donald Trump says he can now secure a lower bond as he appeals his New York civil fraud trial, with an appeals court reducing it from $454 million to $175 million and granting him 10 days to pay.
We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is.
Trump alleges judicial corruption and criticizes Attorney General Letitia James, whom he refers to as a thug. The ruling prevents James from immediately collecting on the judgment. Boeing CEO David Calhoun Monday announced he would leave the company. This is the latest fallout for the plane maker amid multiple federal probes into its practices following a 737 MAX door blowout in January. Nashville police have stated there is no evidence of foul play in the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain. Preliminary autopsy results have determined the death to be accidental. Strain's body was found in the Cumberland River Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. The left is just absolutely brain bruised and damaged. I mean, as if, Trump derangement syndrome has not got to them. It is anything that has to do with conservatives and Republicans. I don't even know how much longer public broadcasting services. I mean, this is something that, our taxes go into PBS. And yet they are just so biased. I mean, at MRC, they're reporting, in just taking a look and analyzing what PBS is reporting, PBS Washington Week, slamming Republicans. 90% of what they report is negative. And I guess that's what we're paying for these days, Tim Graham, is that our taxes is being paid to PBS and these government-supported media types to slam 50% of the country.
Yes. And Washington Week has always been, I mean, going back to the 70s, one of these journalists roundtable where they're all sort of like, let's discuss the big news of the week. What did we find out there while we were reporting? Well, now it's been taken over by the Atlantic magazine, which has endorsed Trump's opponent twice, which is, just a ranty leftist website who under COVID was attacking the Republican governor of Georgia with headlines like Georgia's experiments with human sacrifice. They're the ones now moderating, quote unquote, moderating this discussion on Washington Week. And yes, when they discuss Republicans way more often than Democrats, about three times as often, even though the president is a Democrat and the Senate is majority Democrat,
right.
They spend most of their time ripping Trump and the other Republicans who are, you know, obviously always seen as Trump's enablers and servants.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is you raise the right question, which is what you're basically giving us is what we get all day from ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. Why on earth at this late date do we need a publicly funded broadcaster? And, it, you know, I just simply, we always try to say, well, let's just take the government money away. You know, they claim that most of their money's from liberal donations or from donations. Yeah. Okay, why don't you live on that and stop taking our money?
Yeah. Well, it's like Planned Parenthood, right? It's all about women's health. But yet we know the majority, clearly, the majority of Planned Parenthood is abortion. It's not about, I mean, they even claim to do mammograms, and they did a study on it, Tim, and they found out they don't have any mammogram machines there on the facility. So how can they claim any kind of mammogram service to women in this litany? See, this is the thing about the left. They get carried away. They just start, you know, throwing out talking points, and they think that because they're throwing at people like a fire hose, that nobody's going to pause and, you know, fact check what they say, right?
Well, and this is the problem you have. You know, public television from the beginning, you know, they passed the Public Broadcasting Act in 1967, and in one of the most ignored passages in all of federal law, it said they will observe strict balance in all programming of a controversial nature, which, of course, they've never done.
You know,
they came out. They came out in the 70s, they passed the public broadcasting stations, and suddenly they were all running Watergate live. They weren't live during the day, they ran it again at night because they wanted to get rid of Nixon with our tax dollars. They are in the same mode now where they're going on these shows like Washington Week with The Atlantic, and it's all about how many legal problems can we cause Donald Trump so he loses.
Exactly. Well, no doubt about it. Well, and of course, the latest, Donald Trump is always in the swing. I mean, because he's such a ratings generator. And so you got to, you know, that's what their default is. But now they're going nuts over Ronna McDaniel. And surprise, surprise, you know, she gets hired and by NBC and the brains are bruising. The ladies of The View are clutching their pearls. They're all verklempt over this. Unbelievable.
Well, and they're demanding that she be let go immediately, you know. And so, look, what's really interesting about this, Bill, is that it's not just ABC or you know, CBS or somebody else fussing. Mm. It's on their own shows. Chuck Todd is tearing out his own thinning hair on Meet the Press. You know, Maddow and O'Donnell and Jen Psaki, they're all screaming. Nicole Wallace, Morning Joe, they're all screaming about it on their shows. And they're so intolerant of an opposing point of view. It's really quite amazing. And so if you don't want to hire somebody who worked for Trump, you know, they've hired lots of people who work for Trump, Bill, but they're always the kind of people who now despise Donald Trump.
Exactly.
That's really their requirement. You can work for Donald Trump, that's okay, but you have to think that he really must be in jail soon.
Yes. And if you do, then we'd love to have you on the show. And we'll pay you all kinds of money to be a talking head to that end. You know, speaking of Morning Joe, like he really matters, right? He says that, you know, to your point, they should fire Ronna McDaniel right away. He says, we'll never have her on our show.
Yeah, apparently they're all claiming that. Well, look, this is one of those things, like, do the inmates run the asylum? I mean, this sounds a lot like what happened at the New York Times. You ran a op-ed by Tom Cotton, heads will roll, you know? Who's going to get fired for actually hiring this woman?
You know, we laugh about this, but this is really serious. I mean, this is such an impingement on our First Amendment right. And we are further and further down the road, Tim, as you're aware, of a totalitarian form of government that's taken place. I mean, we talk about it in terms that it's on the horizon. It's not on the horizon. It's here. It's being manifest at every turn. And if you think not, just to anything that has to do with the First Amendment right, you see a clear outrage and delineation, right?
Well, I think that, you know, they have the right not to hire her. They could have not hired her.
Right.
But it's what's really funny about all of this is, yes, the way that they're basically like, you can't, they claim to be in favor of democracy and they won't let the other side speak. If you voted for Trump, you can't speak. You know, you're all discredited because you voted for this guy. Well, so, I mean, and this, you hear this yesterday on Morning Joe again, they come out and they proclaim anyone who actually believes in democracy must vote for Biden.
Yeah.
Everybody,
exactly.
You know, we need a 100% vote for Biden like he's Saddam Hussein. And that's right. How we prove democracy is real. I mean, they literally say, even if you disagree with Biden on all the issues, you have to vote for Biden. And, you know, 60 Minutes has this segment and it's all about Jim Jordan, stop suppressing the misinformation researchers. And Jim Jordan's like, you're not letting us speak. And
yes.
They're like, no, you can't suppress the people who are trying to suppress your view. That's where you just get really negative about where we are.
No, without a doubt. But the deal is that, you know, in a sense, some of us are still trying to save them from themselves. They're so siloed, Tim, and they've really rendered themselves so stupid. And these are allegedly, you know, intelligent people. But they've dumbed themselves down. And what they're doing, you know, with their ideology is they're crippling and retarding themselves in this process. But there's no reasoning with them. And, you know, so where do reasonable people go? And I'll tell you the first thing, I mean, if there's any kind of hope, is where they go is they go to the polls and they make sure their votes are registered. They register to vote. They vote. And, you know, we've got to start an organic movement, a response here from the silent majority and those that have kind of sat back and not engaged this government to do something about it. If not, you're talking another 4 years of, of Biden, Obama, Obama, you know, out of, you know, through an earpiece speaking to Biden, or even what many are suspecting is that there could be quite the row in August at the Democrat National Convention and, you know, send in the clowns. Here comes Michelle Obama.
Well, they're always more panicked behind the scenes than they are on TV. So, you know, they're looking at these polls. They cannot believe that Trump has a shot. They think they should be up 30, you know.
Yeah.
Just like Hillary Clinton always thought she
exactly.
should be up by 30.
Yeah, a million to one. There's a million to one she's going to win, right? That's what they said. Unbelievable.
Well,
if we don't take it too seriously, I guess it's just entertainment. The executive editor of Newsbusters, Tim Graham, has been with us. Thank you, Tim. Take care.
Reports show Florida leads the nation in the sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins a month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as the national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Do you have
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About a weaponized government, we talk about this binary legal system, this multi-level legal system, lawfare, all this injustice that's happening. America, you've got to wake up. I mean, you're next. I mean, Donald Trump is exactly right. What they're doing to Donald Trump, I mean, this bond that they're, that they put upon him, in violation of the, Eighth Amendment, but they don't care about the Constitution. And I think, we were talking with, Court Kirkwood earlier. He says, they don't care. I mean, the Constitution be damned. This is where it's at. I mean, we're almost delusional, John Zemerick, to think that the Constitution is still in play here. I think we're fooling ourselves.
Bill, that's why they constantly talk about the fact that some of the founding fathers were slave owners, and they want, just like large parts of the world and almost the whole Muslim world at the time. Mm-hmm. But America is the place where abolitionism actually took root and worked, and also Great Britain. But they want to destroy the Constitution because it's an obstacle to them wielding power. It goes back, Woodrow Wilson hated the Constitution because he said it made government less efficient. Well, that's the point of the Constitution, is to stop tyranny, is to control the human tendency to bully the weak and rob the minority and cage everyone up and whip up the passions of the mob. The whole point of the Constitution was to prevent America from turning into a tyranny, from becoming the kind of hellhole that it's becoming today. I got a new piece at the stream, a narco-tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro. Mm-hmm. A narco-tyranny is the tactic that's been used by tyrants over the centuries. It was used by the Nazis. It's what's used by the mafia, used by the communists, where you have one set of rules for your friends and one set of rules for your enemies. Exactly. Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee.
Exactly. And
we see it in the fact that Peter Navarro, a Trump administration official, is being sent to prison for boycotting the Kangaroo Court January 6th committee, which we now know deleted crucial exculpatory evidence. We knew it was politically biased, a total partisan hack job from the beginning. Who helped it along? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and the Republican establishment. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, our own leader sold us out. But Peter Navarro took the brave stand of refusing the subpoena to go testify at that Stalinist purge trial. He's now going to prison. Hunter Biden refused a congressional subpoena in December 2023. Mm-hmm. Nobody's arresting him. Ask Democrats how they defend that selective enforcement of the law. They don't even bother. They just say, shut up, fascist. Mm-hmm. And then they send a mob to attack your house. Or exactly. They try to get you canceled or fired. That is the methodology of a narco-tyranny. And it's literally how the Nazis came to power. In the late 20s and early 30s, the Nazis were nothing like a majority in Germany, but they had street mobs. Mm-hmm. The original Antifa were the Nazi brown shirts, ironically enough. But they would beat up their political opponents. The police would come, but the judges were biased in the Nazis' favor. The judges thought the Nazis were good young patriots, so the judges would throw out the cases. They would send the socialists, the Catholics, the labor unions, the Jews, they would send the people who defended themselves against the Nazis, they'd send them to prison, and they'd give the Nazis a slap on the wrist. It worked for the Nazis. It's what they're doing to us now.
Nothing new under the sun, John. Nothing new under the sun. It's rinse and repeat. And here we are, and this is what's happening, to your point, in America today. And I'm like, I just want to grab America, you know, that whatever, 50% or less than 50%, but close to 50% of Americans that still believe, and they still want to believe in the American dream. And you know, like, we've got people in churches who supposedly should know better, and, you know, only 50% of people who go, or people of faith, will actually bother to register to vote, and of that 50%, only 50% will actually go out and vote. I mean, you're contributing to this.
They're being lied to by false prophets. People like David French. I've got a piece at the stream.org, called David Vichy French, where I literally compare that so-called evangelical, so-called patriot, so-called conservative, who has now endorsed Joe Biden. I compare him to one of the historical leaders of Vichy France, the French who collaborated with the Nazis. I do a point-by-point comparison of how sellouts like David French and Russell Moore and Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley, they are mimicking what the French who surrendered did in 1941 to 1944 when they collaborated with the enemy. These people who lost control of the Republican Party in 2016 would rather see the country destroyed by the demonically possessed radical left. They'd rather see that happen than see Donald Trump and his voters rejuvenate the Republican Party in a populist direction. It's like if they can't win the baseball game, they're going to blow the stadium up with everyone inside it. It's just that act of petty destruction and hatred, not really for Donald Trump, but for his voters. Mm-hmm. They hate us.
Yes.
They're spitting on us. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush equated the January 6th peaceful protesters with the 9/11 hijackers. That's what these people think of us. Remember John McCain's funeral when they built that pyramid for him on the National Mall and buried 100 slaves and 100 horses to serve him in the afterlife. No, I'm kidding, but when that bipartisan cult ritual. Remember George W. Bush holding hands and virtually smooching with Michelle Obama while Donald Trump was pointedly forbidden to attend.
Yes.
All the Republicans who attended that funeral and gussied up and nuzzled with the radical left. That showed you the enemy within our leaders who have sold us out. They're like those Indian chiefs who would be corrupted by the white man with barrels of rum and trinkets and would sell out their tribe's land so that they could get drunk and they could enjoy themselves. That's what the Republican establishment were. They're Indian chiefs drinking from the bottle of rum.
Well, look what happened to Hawaii, John, to your point. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. At stream.org, in this piece that you have, Anarcho-Tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro, you bring out something that I wanted our audience to take note of, and that's the elites. They're admitting it's okay to win elections by cheating. They have no shame. There's no shame anymore. They just, we're cheaters. It's okay. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is the Rasmussen poll. And Rasmussen said, this is the most frightening poll result I've ever seen. 38% of the wealthiest Americans, almost all of whom are on the left, 38% say it's just fine to cheat to win elections. And of the ones who describe themselves as political junkies who spend a lot of time on politics, like the real pros, something like 67% say it's okay to win by cheating. You can't negotiate with people like this. You can't work with them. You can't compromise with them. And, you know, the Republicans in Congress, you've got people keep peeling off and leaving Congress. Kevin McCarthy resigned. Ken Buck resigned. We're down to a one-vote majority. That they're trying to throw the House back to the Democrats before the election so that they can certify a fake so that they can steal the election.
Exactly. This is the thing that's amazing, the timing on all this, John. I mean, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, Kevin, why are you leaving when we're already with a thin margin already? And then Buck?
Doing it to punish the Republican Party and the American people and Donald Trump's voters, to punish them. Because they are traitors.
Yeah,
they are traitors who are selling us out to the enemy.
And they let Santos go, knowing you had a thin margin. Nancy Pelosi, that would never happen under Nancy Pelosi. She would not have lost. I don't care what. I don't care as bad as this guy was and how much he lied and whatever. I mean, they just threw him under the bus. And, you know, and what is the gain? What's the gain for the Republican Party?
The gain is for the elites inside the Republican Party. They would rather destroy the party than let the people have it. And they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, this is why they're freaking out with Donald Trump, and it's amazing to watch what's going on. You know, something has to give here, John. Here, so this cannot be sustained. I mean, either we just go down. Yeah. Amen. Go ahead.
We need to pray for Donald Trump's personal safety because we are dealing with possessed people, possessed by principalities and power.
Well, there it is. That's what Jonathan Kahn said, The Return of the Gods. Great book, by the way. John Zemerica, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Check it out for yourself. John, thank you as always. Appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.